Hello, today is Monday, July 31st, and on your WSIU Almanac, 28 years ago today, the Game Boy made its commercial debut. And a 17-year-old Canadian became the youngest person to swim the English Channel on this day in 1955. Locally, John A. Logan College in Carterville is sponsoring another tour of the Harrison Bruce Historical Village. The next one is August the 8th. This afternoon at Marion's Carnegie Library, they're offering a free educational eclipse program starting at 5:30 this afternoon. Tomorrow, which is the 1st of August, you can go on a guided kayaking tour of the lake starting at 9 a.m. You don't even need to bring your own boat, but if you'd like to go, you do need to call ahead, 997-3344. And staying in the Marion area, the 161st Williamson County Fair starts August the 8th with carnival rides and petting zoo and more. For more information, go to the app version or the web version of this almanac. And that's your WSIU Almanac for the last day of July. Enjoy your day. Happy last day of the month. And on the WSIU Almanac, today in 1965, cigarette commercials were banned on British television. Locally, the Cache River State Natural Area is the site of a free program about the many species of bats that call Illinois home. The program is set for this Saturday night, starting at 6:30 p.m. For more information, get in touch with site interpreter Molly Oliver, 618-657-2064. And after the indoor program, there's an optional outdoor hike as well. Also this Saturday, Bellwood State Park, located in Wabash County, is featuring the Evansville Astronomical Society. They'll be there leading a free eclipse informational program starting at 3 o'clock this Friday. For more information, you can call the Visitor Center at Bellwood State Park, 618-298-2441. The Carbondale Chamber of Commerce's next Saluki Pride Committee meeting takes place this Thursday, August 3rd at 12 noon at the Chamber office. And that's the WSIU Almanac as we say goodbye to July. Have a good day.